read the text and questions below. Match the correct question with each part of the text. You can match each part with more than one question. In which paragraph does the author mention an activity which? 1. Has become extremely popular recently. 2. Requires you to do two things at once. 3. Has made an existing form of exercise more extreme. 4. Gives the wrong impression to the observer. 5. Tires you out after a very short time. 6. Can be particularly painful. The fitness trends. A. Reformer Pilates is a much more intense form of Pilates. It involves doing the same sort of pushing and stretching exercises, but on equipment resembling a rowing machine. It isn't the kind of thing you'd have at home, so you have to go to a special Pilates center to try it. If you do, bear in mind that you won't be able to walk up or downstairs for a few days afterwards. At first, it looks quite easy, but towards the end of the session, your thighs will be crying out for mercy. B. Jumping up and down on a trampoline is a lot of fun, but it can make a great workout, too. You'd be surprised by how exhausted you are after only a few minutes bouncing. Not only is it better for the heart than running, but it also increases coordination and helps reduce stress levels. Trampolining is taking off in a big way, and some new centers have as many as 150 trampolines. You can either have a go at free jumping without an instructor or pay someone to teach you how to do it properly. C. If you're usually quite active but you're feeling down in the dumps, then you might like to try dynamic running therapy, going out for a run with a therapist. The sessions are quite pricey, as the therapists are professionals, and they charge a bit more than the going rate. It's easier to do both activities when you're running and talking at the same time. You run further because you don't notice your sore feet, and you talk more freely than you would in the therapist's office.